This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And now a very famous piece of video from a very tragic event on a Minnesota street. And this is the reaction of a law professor who's very disturbed every time she sees it or hears it, as you will be in a moment.
In watching that video, I honestly don't know what is more overwhelming, the tremendous outrage that I feel or the sadness that I feel from watching that video.
Law professor Elise Boddy of Rutgers University is putting herself in the mind of the jury in Minnesota that last week cleared Officer Geronimo Yanez on all charges, including involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of Philando Castile. Here is a portion of the full video released yesterday, what the jury saw and heard as police pulled over a car for a faulty brake light.
I have to tell you, I do have a firearm on me.
Don't reach for it, then. Don't pull it out.
Don't pull it out.
Don't pull it out! Don't move!
Castile tries to tell the officer that he is legally carrying a firearm while driving back from grocery shopping with his girlfriend and her 4-year-old daughter in the car. The officer's bullets kill Castile while his grieving girlfriend acknowledges, both with shock and resignation, that she has become a victim of something well known to African Americans. Elise Boddy, professor at Rutgers Law School, says there is a limit to how many times society will permit this comparison between a shocking police shooting video and a shocking jury verdict that decides there was no crime at all.
I think the tragedy is that the video is not all that different from what we've seen time and time again. I think many of us thought that with the benefit of a video, with the benefit of being able to witness what was happening to so many Black people across the country, that things would change. And what we know from the verdict in the Castile case, Officer Yanez, was that things haven't changed. So it's hard to process that and know what to say about it.
Legally speaking, why would the situation for the videos being played in public be so different in court versus on, say, for instance, an open forum like this program or CNN?
The problem is that we have a body of doctrine in the law that makes it extremely difficult to prosecute police officers for this kind of action. The law tends to focus on the officer's perspective and his or her own subjective fears and whether it was reasonable for him in that moment to fear for his life. And that's what the law says. But the problem is, and I think what people are responding to when they watch the video, is that the law maps on to this pervasive fear of Black people. And so if everyone is afraid of Black people and we have laws that say that that fear is justified, then this is the kind of result that we get.
So what you're saying in part is that in a criminal case, the burden of reasonable doubt, beyond a reasonable doubt, is such a high bar for the defendant, in this case, police officers, that jurors have to put aside any sense of suspicion about African Americans that they've ever held in virtually any context in their lives. And that's almost ludicrous given the state of racial tension in the United States right now.
Well, it's that the law focuses on the subjective beliefs and perspectives of the police officer in that moment. The burden of proof is so high on the prosecution in these kinds of cases that it's just extremely difficult to get a verdict against a police officer. But if I could, John, I think we have a very significant deep racial sickness in this country. We have to address that through law. We have to address that through public conversation. We have to change the policies and practices that trap poor Black people in these kinds of systems of injustice. And so we have to change our way of thinking about the opportunities that Black people have in this country. We really need sort of a system renovation, I think.
Elise Boddy is a professor of law at Rutgers Law School. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.